The American Bar Association says recent law school graduates cannot afford to serve the public. An ABA report released today says law school graduates are not taking jobs as public defenders or public interest lawyers or prosecutors. In part, that's because the jobs don't pay well and the lawyers have immense student debts. Joining us now is Frank Coffin. He is a senior circuit judge for the First Circuit Court of Appeals, and he's the co-chair of the commission that wrote the ABA report. Judge, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this really a problem? Are governments having trouble finding public defenders, having trouble finding prosecutors and so forth?
Yes, it certainly is. And let me be specific. In New Hampshire, the executive director of their legal assistance program says that they are unable to recruit people because of the salary level. In North Carolina, the district attorney tells us that since 2000, he's lost 33 lawyers from that occupation. And in New York, two-thirds of the agencies employing lawyers in public service work have found difficulty in recruiting.
Government service has always been modestly paid, and law school has always been pretty expensive. What has changed recently?
It's a relative matter. The starting salaries for private practice has gone up tremendously compared to the public interest jobs. And at the same time, the tuition for law schools has gone up from $7,000 for a private law school in 1985 to about $25,000 a year in 2002.
Tuition is going up much, much faster than government salaries.
Yes.
You're proposing that a greater number of states and a greater number of universities should forgive the student loans of people who go and become a public defender or prosecutor or whatever
else. They should have funds that go toward this. They can't do it all alone, though. This will require a federal supplement to those loans. So loan forgiveness is available to public defenders and legal service lawyers as well as prosecutors.
Well, since a lot of these law schools are public law schools, we're ultimately talking about taxpayers funding this.
Yes, we are.
And I suppose if I was a taxpayer who went to nursing school or medical school, I might say, heck, I serve the public. Why wouldn't you forgive my loan?
Well, they have programs for giving loans for doctors and also nurses, although in the nurse as well as the teacher situation, there is a vast unmet need there also.
Judge, I guess you must come across a lot of lawyers in the courtroom and elsewhere.
Yes.
Do you think that lawyers themselves are more interested in making a lot of money than they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
Not these lawyers that we're talking about who want to engage in a career serving the public. And I know people think of lawyers as just being interested in money, and that is, of course, true of many. But I would say in my own state of Maine, most lawyers have incomes that are fairly moderate and modest. But the lawyers who want to go into legal aid business and do family law, landlord-tenant law, welfare law, as a career, these certainly are people we think who should be supported.
Well, Frank Coffin is a judge in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit in Maine. Judge Coffin, thanks very much for taking the time.
You're very welcome.